Okay, good. Hi everyone, welcome to this one. Hopefully it's not gonna keep doing that. So today my talk is called Putting the R in LibreOffice, a shiny dashboard for QA. My name is Stéphane Guillou. I joined the TDF team, the Document Foundation, just recently in November as a QA analyst. And this is about a little project that recently started to create something that everyone can come to and to learn a bit more about QA numbers around the project, around LibreOffice, but also everything else that's hosted by the Document Foundation. So just a little bit about where I come from, because it matters in some way. Quickly, I studied plants, ecology, sustainability, that's my background, then moved on to working in agricultural research, and then finished the last 4 years working in the library as a research software trainer and in research support. But throughout the last 15 years, I've been a free Libre and open source software user and advocate, trying to push for the solutions, especially in teaching, learning, research environments. And because of that, I've been a user of a few different tools, including the programming language R. This is what I use for this project. There's quite a few things already around QA and LibreOffice. So quality assurance, numbers, and graphs can be found in lots of different places. Here I've listed a few. There's a wiki that has an absolute wealth of different pages and tables and links you can use, and also stats about us, our QA project, our QA team and community. But there's a blog also that's a specific QA blog. It's not just one blog at the Document Foundation around LibreOffice. It's also the QA blog. There's a dev blog. There's a few different blogs. And I really recommend having a look at this one, where there's excellent monthly reports that are done with a few different graphs to explore, and also updates on who has been working on what, so what new features and bug fixes are coming up. So it's a great read, I really think you should subscribe to that one if you're interested. Obviously, Bugzilla, this is where we report bugs, and where we triage them and mark them as fixed eventually, if someone's keen to take those ones. We've got QA scripts in our QA repository. Those are Python scripts to process that Bugzilla data. We've got a Crush Reports website that has some, for example, timeline graphs where you can see how numbers of crashes evolve throughout or in different versions. And there's an interesting website as well called Dev Central, which gives you quick links to different important tools for development around LibreOffice. Just to give you a quick idea, this is the wiki page where you can also find ways to keep in touch with us. There's going to be options for chat rooms, but also the mailing list. So if you want to keep hearing about those things, do join that. This is the December 2022 blog post, and you'll find a few graphs in there to see how things are evolving. But at the top, there's a lot about new features and new fixes by different developers. And this is the Crash Report website. This is what I mentioned just before, Dev Central, where you can find links directly to, for example, the wiki, Bugzilla to report a bug, the Crash Report website, but also other ones like WebLite for translation, Garrett for submitting your patches. Now, the idea of the QA dashboard, an extra tool that's not supposed to necessarily replace other things, but complement them. I've used R and Shiny with it, so R, the R programming language, very useful for data analysis, statistics. Shiny is the framework for creating web apps that goes on top. So interactive visualizations and tables using two packages called Plotly and DT. There's ggplot2 in the background too. Quite a few other packages are coming in play there. And also, very importantly, I don't want it to be just pictures, just nice pictures to look at, but it needs to also link to activities, to things that we can do, and it doesn't need to be this bottleneck or this dead end. So I'll show you what it looks like currently, work in progress. We've got a few different files here that we will eventually share once we're happier with what we've got, and we want everyone to use it. Now, there's a few helper functions, a script to pre-process the data because it is currently based on a dump from Bugzilla. that's quite large. And finally, the app that has both the UI and the server functions on there. So I'll open this in the browser, maybe a bit better. And I'll quickly show you what we've got. So it starts with this page where it looks at the snapshot, the most recent data we've got, depending on what export we've used. And we can see, for example, the first graph here are the most important components of the project and other projects, not just LibreOffice. But you can see that most reports will be related to Writer, Calc, LibreOffice in general, and then you've got Impress. You'll see that Base and Drawer probably attract a bit less attention. Looking at the importance of reports or how it's been classified, we've got a graph on severity, thank you, and priority, which work together. You can learn a bit more about those ones with the links underneath if they don't necessarily mean that much. But you can see that obviously it's going to be bigger in the middle where there's the default fields that I use, normal, severity, and medium priority. Now looking at how bugs have been classified, depending on what happens with them, you can see in general green is what has been resolved for different reasons, what has been actually fixed by a commit, and what has been resolved with other resolutions. You can see that there's a few different categories where it might fall, and you can see the numbers by using your mouse going over them. But it's looking also more precisely at just that green part that's up there, looking at how bugs were resolved. So you might be interested in knowing that most of them have been fixed, but then a lot of them have been closed because they've already been reported before duplicates. Quite a few are closed as works for me because it's been resolved without necessarily knowing how it has been resolved. We've got a graph on which is the first version that's been affected as far as we know. You've got all the major versions of LibreOffice here and the creation time as well as the last time of modification. But for example, here there's a link to action, a list of bugs that haven't changed for more than 5 years. This is where there's potentially bugs that we can very quickly close. You can use this date range picker to focus on one particular period. You can remove enhancement requests, and automatically invalid reports are removed as well. But I also want to work with timelines. This is often what the graphs that we've got in the QA report, the monthly one. And here we can see how unconfirmed bugs have evolved over the last 13 years. If you're interested in just the last year, you can toggle those ones. And if you want to look good, you can remove the zero and it looks like it's really dropping. And then, thank you. I've got a table here that looks at that specific snapshot. So that stopped on the 2nd of Feb, I think, 1st of Feb maybe. There it is, there's the date, it tells you. And you can look for different bugs here. Bugzilla might be a bit daunting sometimes to do a search. This table is a condensed table. It doesn't have all the information, but if you're interested in, for example, dark mode bugs that are unconfirmed, you can use those filters at the top. It might take a bit of time because there's thousands and thousands of them, but it should come up with a short list of those unconfirmed bugs for dark mode. There we go. We've got four of them. You can click on that link, and it takes you straight to Bugzilla. You can sort them by whatever you want, or look at only a specific version of LibreOffice. The next steps would be those ones. Thank you. And if you want to contact me or contact the QA team, there's options here. Thanks. Have a great afternoon, everyone.